And first up today, we've got all the travel news you can use.
Thirteen of the world's best culinary experiences can be found in Australia, according to Lonely Planet's Ultimate Eat List, published today. Ranking the world's top 500 food experiences, Lonely Planet singled out eating oysters in Tasmania as the number 13 ranked thing to eat. Other Australian foodie experiences were the Bush Tucker in Uluru that ranked 91, Scallop Pie in Tasmania, Anzac Biscuits, Mud Crab Fishing in Darwin, Adelaide's Central Market, Avocado on Toast in Melbourne, Barramundi in the Northern Territory, Meat Pie at the MCG, Moreton Bay Bugs in Brisbane, Wallaby Tail Soup at Flower Drum in Melbourne, the Pavlova and also the Lamington coming down to number 475. While Melbourne has been ranked the world's most livable city for the past 7 years, it has been pipped this year for top spot in the annual Economist Global Livability Index by the European city Vienna. Winning the title by less than 1 point, Vienna has vied with Melbourne for the past decade. Other Australian cities to make the top 10 were Sydney in 5th place and Adelaide 10th on the list, which ranks about 30 factors related to stability, healthcare, culture, environment, education, and infrastructure. In a tragic warning to young travellers, New Zealander Danny Hogan died only weeks into a year-long travel adventure when she jumped off a highway bridge in Canada. Miss Hogan, 23, was taking part in a popular local activity when she made the jump off the Broome Bridge in Sicamous, British Columbia, into the river 20 metres below. However, she did not resurface after hitting the water and could not be revived when found and brought to shore. Visitors to Ireland for the papal tour this month are being warned of the danger of contagious childhood diseases, including measles, spreading among the large crowds expected to gather in Dublin. Health authorities are concerned that both young and old should ensure they are immunised before attending a large outdoor mass, given the risk of local and imported cases of measles, influenza and other pathogens spreading among the audience, which is anticipated to exceed 500,000. And the Associated Press has reported that turning off your location tracking on a smartphone does not stop organisations like Google from knowing and logging your location. While most people who do not want to be tracked simply turn off their phone's location history and forget about it, AP has reported that even with location history turned off, Google apps can still discover your location, either using GPS, Wi-Fi, or mobile phone tower triangulation. Google does offer a range of privacy settings, but there are plenty of other apps on most smartphones that request and log your phone movements. To stop Google tracking you, you need to navigate to a setting deep in your Google account called Web and App Activity that is set by default to share information, including your location and IP address. As it does take about 8 steps to find and turn off the setting, it is suggested you just Google it. That's Travel Writers Radio News for this week. I'm Adelaine Ng.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.